understand your father was in our yard today with his metal detector.
Oh, you kidding? Did he dig again?
Yep, 4-foot hole, found a nickel.
Should sprinkle a roll of quarters out there, it'll dig us a pool. What else? What else happened?
Oh, some kid on Allie's bus has been picking on her. You want 2 pieces of chicken
or... Wait a minute. What? Somebody's picking on Allie?
Oh, it's nothing. Some kid calling her names.
Oh, no. Well, what kind of names is he calling her?
It's nothing. Kid stuff.
Oh, kids are the worst. All right, what bad thing rhymes with Allie? Pally, Crally, Schnally. Allie.
Yeah, Ray.
This is how bullies work, Deborah. They find a word that rhymes with your name, and then you're that until college. Trust me, I grew up with the name Raymond.
What rhymes with Raymond?
How about layman, gayman, go awayman? I still don't see the humor. Guess what Deborah just told me?
To come in here and flap your gums when there's 2 minutes left in the game.
Some kid's been bullying Allie.
What are you talking about? Who is it? Who's doing it?
I don't know. Some older kid's picking on her, calling her names.
Oh, boy. Well, at least Allie's name doesn't rhyme with anything bathroom-related. Unless... No, you're clear.
This really bunches my shorts.
What, you care?
Hey, we're talking about my granddaughter here. Of course I care.
Yeah, like you cared when we got bullied? Stop crying. People are looking at us.
Yeah. These aren't my kids. You never helped us.
Allie's a girl, Nancy.
Deb, what's this about Allie being picked on?
Oh, she's fine. That's just some boy on her bus.
A boy?
All right. Let's get him.
Wait, what? Well, what do you mean?
We'll figure something out in the car. Let's roll.
Yeah, I can run a check to see if the family has any outstanding warrants.
Great.
Can't we even run a check?
Listen, that's really nice, but, you know, you guys don't have to saddle up and form a posse.
Deborah doesn't get it.
What? What don't I get?
What it's like to be picked on.
Oh, yeah. You were popular.
Yeah. We know. We know what a big deal this is to Allie, because we went through it. Especially on the bus.
Oh, the bus. Wedgies, wet willies.
Who's wet willie?
Well, they would wet their finger and stick it in your ear. It was chilly. Get away with that there. You're supposed to warn me when he's next to me.
Why are you still here, Frank? You said you were coming across the street to read the twins a bedtime story.
I did. And when Hansel and Gretel got away from the witch, I got inspired and stayed here.
Hey, Bob, did you hear? Allie's been bullied.
What?
Yeah, some kid named Todd Feeney.
Feeney? Got it. I'll take care of it.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait. Take care of it?
I'll call his mother. Don't worry. I'm very good at this.
All right, wait. Listen, Allie will be fine. She's a very strong little girl.
No, she's not. She's got arms like twigs.
I didn't mean... Look, I appreciate that y'all care about her. I do. But enough, really.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Nothing?
Yes, Ray. Nothing. How about we don't interfere and let her live her own life? Maybe we could set an example.
An example for who?
Hey, Allie. Waiting for the bus?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to say have a good day before, you know, with mommy all around, so I thought I'd come out here. So have a good day there.
Okay.
Hey, who's this? Todd Feeney?
No.
This Todd Feeney?
No.
You know, now that I'm all the way out here, why don't I just wait for the bus with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Great, good. Waiting for the old school bus. I remember this. Long time ago, though. I remember waiting for the bus to be invented. How long ago that was. You know what else I remember as a kid? That not all the kids were nice.
Bye, Daddy.
Well, wait, Allie, I wanted to also tell you that... Okay, bye, Allie. Have fun. I love you.
I'm sorry, did I get you?
No, not really. Hi, I'm Allie's dad, Ray.
Nice to meet you, I'm Daddy.
Hi. Nice looking ride you got here.
Thanks. You need something?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say good morning. And, oh, one thing. I heard something about a little problem between Allie and another child.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, great. Good. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of this situation.
I am.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Do you want to ride with us today?
Oh, no. No, yeah? Yeah?
Behind the white line.
Hi, honey.
What are you doing?
Going for a ride. Hey. Hi there. Mind if I sit with you?
Saved.
What?
Saved.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Is this saved also? Okay, look. Is that allowed? Because...
I can't drive until everyone's seated.
She won't let me. So, on a day, huh? On a day, right? School sucks. Like math. Give me a break. I'm never going to use that. How about never? Hey, do you know which kid is Todd Feeney? Hello? Look, how about I give you $1 if you tell me which one Todd is? Thank you. You had your chance, Missy.
Like
1,000 times or something? No. Okay, well, thanks for letting me ride along. I kind of wish there had been some bullying so I could have put a stop to it.
Oh, she would never do anything with you on the bus.
Gee, no, I'm talking about Todd Feeney.
Todd Feeney? All he's ever done is defend his little sister, Judy.
What?
Allie's been picking on Judy Feeney.
Allie Barone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This one? The little ballerina here?
Yeah. They're all angels.
Are you sure that it's Allie making the trouble? Because, you know, if you're looking in that mirror, everything's reversed.
Judy Feeney wears these big, thick glasses, and your little Allie says she looks like an owl.
Okay, well...
So she hoots at her. And she goes, Judy Hootie, she's got cooties. The kids like to find a word that rhymes with someone's name. And when they do, they just never let up.
I know.
Hey, I thought you left for work without kissing me goodbye.
I rode the bus to school today with Allie.
You did?
Yes, and Allie's the bully.
What?
Well, Dottie told me...
Wait. Dottie?
The bus driver. Take an interest. Anyway, she told me that Allie's been picking on this little girl with big glasses, calling her an owl. Judy Hootie, rhyming.
Huh.
That's your reaction to your daughter's a bully, huh?
No, it's not right, and I'll talk to her.
That's it. You seem pretty laissez-faire about this.
Laissez-faire. Well, she's just being a kid. That's what kids do, honey.
No, not all kids. Not me, not Robert, not little Judy Hootie, who's been accused of having cooties.
I think you're overreacting.
I don't think you know your daughter. Yeah. Cute little face, blonde hair. That's her cover. Right? She seems harmless. Okay, yeah. She's like the fish that disguises itself as a rock. You know, and then you swim by.
She's a normal kid, right?
No, normal kids don't pick on other kids.
What are you talking about? You were a kid. You know the bus, the playground. Those are all tough places.
Yeah, well, it turns out they weren't so tough until she showed up.
Oh, please, Ray.
Oh, that's right. Just walk away. You know, I don't like to point a finger, but she's this way because of you.
Excuse me?
That's right. You heard me. You're the role model for her, not me. I'm not the woman here.
Oh, no?
See, right there. That's what I'm talking about. That attitude, that smarty pants, stick up for yourself, don't take any crap from anybody.
So you're accusing me of teaching my daughter to be self-confident.
That's right. Every jerk I ever met was self-confident.
Yeah, not every jerk. Listen, I know the idea of being independent is very different than the way your mother raised you.
Hey. Never mind what my mother did, okay? At least I didn't turn out pushy and mean, like...
What? Me? You think I'm pushy and mean?
You want to push me right now, don't you?
Yeah, you'd probably tattle.
Well, I'll tell you. Good thing we didn't know each other when we were little, because I wouldn't have liked you.
I wouldn't like you either, okay?
Yeah. Standing in your little groups at school, making fun of the kid whose mom showed up with his snow pants.
Snow pants.
It was a good chance of snow. See, you're bringing Allie into the family business. Deborah Barone's Ass Kicking Incorporated. Pushing people down since 1972.
Yeah. That's better than working at Ray's House of Wuss. You want her to be totally dependent on you.
No, I don't.
You rode her bus today.
So, yeah, and you taught her to be self-confident, and now she's hanging kids out the bus window by their ankles.
I told you that I would talk to her about picking on that little girl when she gets home.
No, you don't talk to her. You'll spin it. I'll talk to her.
Yeah, don't you have to go to work or someplace?
Yeah, and you can forget about the kiss goodbye.
Oh, no, what'll I do?
You'll miss it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, layman, gayman, go layman.
Deborah, lovely wife, why am I stuck with you for life?
Sounds like you've had that one for a while.
Maybe. Why? What? You want one off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Huh? You're a stupid idiot stinker, BM! you doing? Trying to get to it before I can?
No. What are you doing looking outside?
I was looking for your information. There's a shrubbery thief going around. Oh, crap.
We were just on our way to the market and I... What's wrong?
Nothing. What do you mean?
I sense tension and anger.
Maybe you're picking up your own scent.
We're fine, Marie.
Raymond?
Allie's the one that's been bullying the kids on the bus.
Oh, yeah? Good for her. What did she do?
Never mind, and it's not good.
Hey, there you are. Hey, Tiger.
All right, Frank. Frank, honey, I need you to come over here and sit down for a minute.
Ali, boom, bye, hey. Ali.
Stop it, Frank. Have you been picking on other children?
Oh, Marie?
Ali, Dottie told me that you've been making fun of Judy Feeney.
Why were you on my bus today?
Because Daddy loves you very much.
Yeah.
All the kids were making fun of me on the ride home.
Which ones? Give me their names.
Look what you did.
They were making fun of you?
Yes, they kept saying, baby Allie and her dorky daddy.
Your dorky daddy.
Honey, I'm sorry. Look, I was just trying. I didn't know.
Do I have to ride on the bus tomorrow?
Look, sweetie, in a couple of days, those kids will forget about it and they'll move on to something else.
I'm going to make up a mean song about Judy.
Oh, honey, we don't sing mean songs.
All right, Marie, please. Alec, now, I know I told you to stick up for yourself.
But...
Yes, so I'm going to make fun of Judy Hootie and then all the other kids will laugh at her.
You're doing a good job with her.
Honey, you need to talk, okay?
Okay. You want to?
No, you go ahead. You were right. You should do it.
Okay. Okay, honey. You see, you saw today that it's not fun to get picked on, right? And, you know, there are a lot of bad kids out there, and you should stop being one.
Don't say that.
What?
I just said she was a bad kid.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You just said
all right, fine. There are a lot of great kids out there, and you should try to be like them.
All right, Ray, stop. It's just what Daddy's trying to say.
Well, you don't have to interpret for me. What Mommy's trying to say...
Ray!
See, you don't like it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Allie? There's a kind of fish that looks like a rock.
Oh, Ray, would you stop? My God.
Do you think I'm bad?
No!
No, no,
no.
No, we're bad. We're
no,
the bad.
No, 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 honey, bad. Well,
I'm
don't
just...
say that.
I'm saying she's not bad.
Well, once in a while.
I'll read a book.
Talk to
yeah.
Her
I make a living. That's
all
why
right,
I don't
all right,
read a book.
All right, enough. Listen. Sweetie, what you did to Judy was bad. Now, Daddy and I. See, the thing is.
You want me to be nice?
Well, no.
Yes, yes. We want you to be nice.
Yes, wait. Yes, nice.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Can I go downstairs and watch TV?
Sure.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Yeah, go. Go
okay.
Watch TV.
Yeah, good.
Have some fun.
Nice. Be nice.
Be a nice little girl.
Hey. Nice. Hmm. See that? Came up with that all by yourself. Hmm?
Well, not really.
What? What? She just came up with it.
Oh, come on. Be nice. That's my whole thing.
Idiot.
See? Oh, I feel sorry for you. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Here's what you can use. Deborah, Deborah, real good looking, never want to try her cooking.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
I better run out.
Sure.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hi, nothing. How are you?
Good.
Let's do one about her butt.
Never wet in your bed. I used to wait until you fell asleep and then I'd pour a glass of water in there with you.
Everybody loves Raymond. Tonight at 7:30 on KTLA 5.